This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, voices from Hollywood's past. But first, let's stick to the present. Time to hear from that guru of gurus, the wisest man we know, Mr. Sunday Morning, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He joins us every Friday to let us know what people will be discussing over the weekend on the political talk shows. Welcome back, Juan.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
Okay, the Democratic presidential candidates had a debate last night here in Los Angeles. They're having another one on Sunday in New York. First, tell us how Senator John Kerry and Senator John Edwards, the front runners, are doing.
Well, Edwards is really engaged in sort of a last-minute desperation strategy here. He's trailing in all the states, especially the big states, California and New York. These are states with huge amounts of delegates, California 370, New York 236. On Tuesday, a third of all the delegates at stake in all the primaries are going to be decided, and Edwards is just trailing badly. So at this point, after weeks of saying, listen, there's a big difference between Kerry and myself over the issue of trade, he's now saying it's really about who can defeat George W. Bush. And so he's unveiled this strategy that says, do you really trust someone who's been in the Senate and in Washington for 20 years to be an agent of change, or do you want someone like me, and I'm an outsider? And to sort of bolster that approach, out in California this week, he gave a speech talking about poverty for the first time, diverging from his consistent speech about the two Americas and America that benefits the rich and one that is available to the middle class. This time he's talking about the poor and saying, who speaks about the poor in the Democratic Party anymore? It's just me. I'm the outsider.
Well, the trade issue, the NAFTA issue, doesn't really play that well here in California because many, many Californians have benefited from NAFTA. So I'm wondering if he might return to that on Sunday in New York.
Well, you know, it's just not working in New York either. Hmm. And in fact, he didn't get the endorsement of the New York Times for the primary in New York on Tuesday. And the New York Times said, you know, they were interested in what he had to say, but they're not for any kind of protectionism. So what really cut against him, this idea that he was not a free trader. And secondly, they questioned his expertise in the area of foreign policy, something that John Kerry then picked up in the debate in Los Angeles on Thursday night when he said that the difference between John Edwards and myself is that I have been leading the fight in terms of foreign affairs and military affairs, areas where Mr. Edwards just doesn't have experience.
And so what do we expect from the debate on Sunday?
Potentially you will get more, I suspect, of the argument over the cultural issues, the gay marriage issue, which is a tricky one for both Kerry and Edwards. But Edwards has had a more difficult time of it because he literally had to cut off reporters from discussing it this week, saying, I'm done with that question, not wanting to get into why he supports the idea of civil unions but not gay marriage, and why he's says the state should decide and is opposed to some other issues. It's very tricky, and it's tricky for Kerry, too. But I think Edwards at this stage feels he has more to gain, especially in New York State, by trying to stake out some cultural ground.
And the Reverend Al Sharpton and Congressman Dennis Kucinich, not to sound undemocratic, but what are they doing in this race now?
Well, it's a good question. Very good, Madeline, because, you know, people could say, well, in the case of Dennis Kucinich, he is staking out the territory that once belonged to Howard Dean. He's on the far left of these candidates. But in the case of Sharpton, it's really a good question at this point. You know, Sharpton says Ralph Nader should be coming inside, that he really wants to talk to people who are at all tempted to go toward Ralph Nader. Howard Dean, this week in a speech in New Haven, Connecticut, to some of his supporters, said, don't be tempted by those third parties. So the question for Sharpton is, well, what are you doing here? And I think it's not easily answerable except to say, his ego has tremendous needs.
Okay, in other news, Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan touched that so-called third rail of politics this week, and he brought up Social Security. Will that have legs?
Boy, does it ever have legs. Already it's a problem. It's an interesting problem for President Bush. President Bush initially was buoyed by what Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan had to say, because Greenspan said, let's make the tax cuts permanent. But the other half of what he had to say was, at the same time, then, we're going to have changes in Social Security and in Medicare. One, he suggested that we change Social Security by replacing the Consumer Price Index with another measure of inflation so that it wouldn't rise as quickly. Your benefits under Social Security would not rise quickly. And secondly, that we increase the retirement age. Well, those things just aren't going to play politically. So the president is not going to talk about reforming Social Security and Medicare, but he is going to talk about keeping the tax cuts permanent, which then, of course, becomes an issue for the Democrats, who say this is insensitive and this really plays to the idea that we take care of the rich and people who would benefit from tax cuts, but we don't take care of those who are in need in the society, especially the elderly. And guess what, Madeline? The elderly vote. They vote big.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. He joins us every Friday. Thanks so much, Juan.
Madeline, my pleasure.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.